Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Thomas and Skumba in the morning.
Good morning, Kaya family, but what in the world? Skumba, I'm sitting on the couch, Joe, in the lounge watching TV. And I'm like, something's about to happen in this courtroom. I could feel something was about to happen. I've got a meeting to go to, Joe. They record Aliwe. Pressed record, came back. What? I just want to read this tweet quickly before we carry on. From Udadu Begitele's spokesperson.
Okay.
Where is this tweet now? I had to save it, Joe. I was like, yo. This is a movie.
So they tweeted.
Come on. Our government communicates much better these days.
In a tweet. Okay, let's go.
Liranzu Temba. You know her, ne? Spokesperson. No. Okay. She tweeted, Minister of Police General Begitele confirms that he's requested a full report from the National Commissioner on the arrest of Advocate Dare for today at the Pretoria High Court, including the man in which the arrest was conducted by. What is going on?
First of all, they know Ugopi. Could have waited for him to go to the car.
Okay, yes.
That is one way of showing respect and maybe doing your job. Can't have a warrant of arrest era January.
What January?
And you wanna go and arrest a man in court on the 28th of April.
You know, the crazy thing is that this is the third time he's been wrongfully arrested. Third time.
Yes.
Why, man?
Because he's representing the other side of the law.
So when he says Udadu Begitele is behind this arrest, and this is the third time he's been wrongfully arrested, do we take that with a pinch of salt or like do our own investigation?
Do you think we need to go deeper with investigations right now, Thomas?
I want the truth, Joe.
You can handle the truth.
Maybe he's getting closer to the truth and maybe revealing names that were not supposed to be revealed on national TV in a case of this magnitude. Young Tol.
I hear you.
So what do you do? Silence the man.
But the way also that tactical response team came into that courtroom, Joe, like shut everything down. Who does that, man? There's a court case. And then the threatening calls that he was getting.
Just before he was arrested.
Uh-huh. The day before, because Kelly's lawyer. Hey, money.
So this is what is happening in our country right now. We're saying we've got the law. We are handling one of the biggest cases we have ever seen because everyone wants to know the truth. Let alone, I say it justice. Let's leave justice out of this. Let's just say we just want to know the truth of what really happened on that Sunday.
I found how Judge Maumela would just sit there and listen and go, you're getting threatening calls. So you want us to address this in front of this witness while this witness is in the stand, while we address, all of a sudden drama came in.
Thomas, do you feel like this case is scripted?
No.
I
think there's going to be so much more. This isn't the case.
So what's happening today? Are they going to court? Today, are they going to court?
How?
Like,
how?
You understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying?
How does the case move forward? Actually, you know what? Let's hear from the family, Joe. Kai family, Mamela man, we would love to hear from you.
Please.
What do you make of this arrest? And by the way, this is a fact, ne? Later on, Izolo, ne? He gets arrested, sharp. He was released because that warrant of arrest, we hear, was fraudulently issued. How? How? What do you think about a Kai family? Let us know, man. He gets arrested and then he's released. Advocate, therefore. What's going to happen here?
How do you move forward? How do we move forward? Because Advocate Defo is there to show us that the four men he's representing were not in that house.
Let's not also forget the Meiwa family, Joe. They just want this to come to an end. Answers.
They are at the bottom of the list right now.
Exactly.
And which is sad.
086-00-00959, Kaya family. That's how you call us. Voice notes come through on 063-680-0959. The tweets, Kaya on 959. Use that hashtag, Thomas and Skumba. It's going to be an interesting morning.
Thomas and Skumba in the morning.
What are you making of the arrest and, by the way, release of Advocate Masilela Tef? This was crazy, man. He's the lawyer representing the four of the five men accused of murdering Usenzo. What's your take? I see this tweet coming through from Mahomo saying, nothing to be shocked about. It means such things happen daily and we just found out because It's a high profile case. Mm-hmm. Imagine using fake warrants in a court of law. Well, no. What are you seeing on your side, fam?
People are like, this case is just a joke. Which is sad, Thomas.
It's not a joke, though.
It's not a joke,
it's
though.
Far from a joke.
But it's like, you understand, like, we are watching TV. Thomas.
You're saying this is scripted. This is all.
I'm a man. I can see a script of fire.
Tell me why.
Can I reserve my comments on this one? I'll let you know.
Wait. We need to record this moment. What's the time? 9 minutes.
It's not about me.
Yo. He just said?
Don't reserve my comment. Look at the lines, Joe. Look at our lines.
Let's start those voice notes.
Come on.
So all I'm thinking as the case goes on is just the amount of lawlessness in South Africa. And to me, it's just becoming visible that actually there's so much nonsense that's going on and zero upholding of the laws, the constitution and whatever in South Africa that I'm like, where is it actually going to end? Because it seems as though we're going to get to a point where our country is literally sold to somebody and we're not going to do anything about it, because how do the people in power think they can pull a stunt like the one on Advocate Day for yesterday? And literally they're just so sure that there's no consequences to this, you know what I mean? It really is just scary to come to the realization of the South Africa that we live in. I'd like to remain anonymous because I work for the damn state.
Oh my queen.
Drop the bomb at the end.
That voice note came through on 0636880959. You do the same thing. Here's another one.
Hey, Baton, Takalabuze, Bonang, Tifo, Honalamotomo, and Ali Pifili, Nagalabot, and Ali Pifili, and then we're serious. And this thing, 20 is all of you. President of 20 and heavy Nemo, unless Libo Nabali involved.
Actually, I'm so angry. This is the result. When high profile people are involved, this is politically motivated. And I so wish that this is an eye opener for us South Africans about our law.
Call us, man. 0860000959. Let's go to Togoza. Shoni, good morning. What are you saying about what's happening in our court?
Yes,
it's only there. All right, let's go straight to the point.
Yeah, if maybe the way him or someone else when they do so, I think in the lens of what for me, the question was standing question with you when the range I think is going to be forward. But then I think Kuma could was free too, but Umunti and Engineer, that's what I'm going to say. Thank you.
Shabka,
simple as that.
Thomas, they are sending a message. I don't know to who. But they're sending a message.
Who is sending a message?
I don't know who. That's another thing. This is not one person, but they're sending a message, and it's a very strong one.
Who is sending a message?
And what message are they sending?
No, we get the message.
No, we don't.
There's a lot to the story, but who's sending the message?
Mm.
Come on, fam, talk to me, man. Who's sending the message? Wait, hold on. It's not anonymous advice Monday.
No, it's not. It's Friday.
But everybody wants to be anonymous.
Come on.
Anonymous, good morning, my queen. What are you saying?
Hi, how are you?
We good, how's it?
I'm good. I think the state is just taking us as clowns, hey? Especially regarding this case. Like, how do you get into court? And how does the judge let it happen, you know? And my thing is, the more I look at the case, the more I get upset at Denzel, you know? Like, he had a family. Why do you go and date this person? Because now this person is showing that she can't even care about you, because she should be fighting harder than anyone else to find the truth.
Ooh, you said a lot there, my queen. Wow, that's so true. You should be fighting for the truth to come out. You're saying a lot. We'll get back to you. Mamel, Tato, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Thomas and Skumba.
Morning.
We love it in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, this took me to... There's a lady on TikTok.
Yeah.
Sutu Bani. And then there's a line where she says, Shohanshe! Literally, Morena is like, Shohanshe. How do you issue a warrant of arrest?
Yeah.
Not anywhere.
Yeah.
Also arrest like April.
Yebo.
In a respectable platform, number one. Number two, you don't even read him his rights. This is onto something, guys. This is onto something, and this is just their way of silencing him? How to investigate who in? How he was arrested now?
Because Thato, and Thato, don't forget, he asked some really pertinent questions yesterday. Like, remember you were saying?
Yeah, he was asking serious questions. This is what is happening right now. Mm. What are we talking about now? Are we talking about how Senzo died? Or we're talking about why they are arresting Udev?
A lawyer.
Exactly. Now we are
being distracted.
Thank you.
Lebu.
Abudi.
Kaze.
Gents, I let me put it this way. If I have debt on Thomas or I have debt on Skum, I'll make sure for that debt Skumba remembers for him. I have suffered news. So Skumba is not going to say anything about me. So Skumba will make sure when a case comes up that has to do with me. He makes sure that it gets covered. And so on and so forth. That's how corruption is. And there are people, some who are sitting, especially in South Africa, who don't want to be named or shamed so that we know the truth about anything about them. So that's why someone, check out Begitele. Begitele used to be a top cop. And then what happened? Someone shook him up, and then everything that he used to do died.
Who's that someone according to you?
I knew you'd ask.
One day
we'll know.
One day.
The truth will come out. Mm,
Thomas. like we are on radio this morning. We are not talking about the case. We're talking about something else.
Chuma, can we breathe for a second?
No. We don't have time to breathe, Thomas.
After 7.
Ooh,
before we get to after 7.
Okay, why bambop? Why bangam really? Am I right? They tell you you are under arrest. You have the right to remain silent. And then sit wapelo uthi wena ujonjis kosa kaSkumba. Nani. And another thing, engangiphathi kahle, guys. Okay, fine. Sise roomini sisonke. One of us gets shot. Mina, why ngingakhulumi ukuthi uba nodubulo omunye? Kanti why kunzima kanti? Kwenzenjani kanti? Guys, no.
This case seems like it's so heavy because of the things that are happening now. Like, imagine Advocate Everett says that he's getting threatening calls. The warrant of arrest was issued fraudulently. So, Yazin, it seems like this case is very dangerous. And it seems like they're trying to move people away from whoever is the boss in the situation.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Let's hit the streets and find out what you're saying about what happened in our courts yesterday, man. It was just so embarrassing, man. This guy, third time being wrongfully arrested. Advocate Def. How it happened? Who's behind him getting arrested like this? And what are they trying to hide? What is going on with this case?
At the same time, why are they distracting us so much from a case concerns?
What is going on? Who is distracting us?
I don't know, Thomas. I wouldn't know.
No, I was asking the Kai family.
No, not me. I'm the family. I'm the family. Nangaz.
I'm worried.
But whatever they are doing is working. Because it's delaying the case.
A month now, ne?
Yeah, now we add a month in just when we started, just when it get going.
But
now,
why?
Now we have to come back to court. And guess what? On the 30th of May, we're not continuing because the case learner, so the magistrate needs to start addressing those and making the country to calm down. Okay, but this is where we are. This is how we're going forward.
Advocate Def was representing 4 of the 5 accused.
Man. Sure.
Now, their case, the 4 that he's representing, isn't it jeopardized?
Obvious.
Like, my lawyer can't perform at his optimum.
My lawyer cannot protect me and prove, because everyone wants to prove that they are innocent in the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I can't prove everything innocent, man, because every time I have to kuluma, we are bawasha, man.
For the third time. Mm. But some of the questions that he was asking are some serious questions.
And name dropping at the same time. That's another thing.
Let's go to the family, Joe. Kai family, what are you saying with the voice note?
The profiling of these 5 men, it's Baba Biza Ingabi and all. But my question still stands with it. Ganjani Ingabi let people identify them because we all know that Baba Shai, Baba Shai, Baba Shai was a look at the taxis. If they're looking for who drive one, but to let the whole taxi, Baba Kati, so why would they spare everybody that was in the house if Lomunya as Upumi the Wakichi Mosangan and noyone. So, like, kwenzakalani, abasitshele.
Then they found DNA in the hat and that belonged to a woman. Who are the women? Why are we being investigated?
No. Don't act like no. Yeah. We're not Puma
love. Good morning. How are you? Kagiso.
Good morning, Skumba and Thomas. How are you guys?
We're good, my guy. How are you?
Good. Great. I think as a country, we've been oblivious about trying to say the DNA of a woman. Usenzo from the Lekapo Kelly Kumalo. And why is Kelly not being part and parcel of the suspects? Skumba, okay, what about Poisa? And Utifo is a human, as a lawyer, we understand there's other crimes that maybe things that have might happened before. But we must understand which is a human being. The lawyer Ramalima Ike Abosha sit in the court, but he's a human being. The person that we should be talking about here is Kelly Kumalo, it's Lungwa Twala. But why has Ochiko been the spokesperson of his son for all these years? Let's stop being stupid and following the documentary. But the people that were in the house, and why have we not questioned the little kids about what had happened on that day?
Fam, you're saying a lot, Kahisa. Because we forget about the kids. Because the kids don't lie.
Never.
The kids will tell the truth when one happened, and one specific one as well. No names mentioned. Oh, let's talk some more.
We love it in the morning, but we don't love what's happening in our country. Mina ngicela ukuzibuzela nje question eyi-1. Ubaba uphoyisa lo, makabuzwa ukuthi, why are you arresting me? Why are you only arresting me now? Uyabo. Uthi usisi ecam kwakhe, we'll talk about this in the office. Yini le abahluleka ukumtshela yona before they read him his rights as to why aboshiwe? Yini le abahluleka ukumtshela yona ekumele bayomtshela yona e-officini? Because they were able to arrest him during the people in front of the media, but bahluleka ukutshela yena, this person that they are trying to embarrass and bambopha in front of the media, bahluleka ukumtshela ukuthi why he's being arrested. Akukhona ukushaya amanzi, something is hitting the water la.
You think he's going to come back, Advocate Defu, and be as sharp as he was?
He has to. It's his job.
I don't think he's coming back to the case.
But that jeopardizes the whole case. We're going to start all over again now.
I don't think he's coming back to the case.
But this is... Ooh, never mind. Mamela?
In this case, Dakatef, bayazi ukuthi makaboshwa lo muntu. Le case izazoma futhi izothatha isikhathi because wami lamtholela umail omusha. Iqhubeke futhi acheck ama report na enze yonke into. Izothatha futhi another 8 years. So whoever is doing this, he or she knows what he's doing kahle kahle. They know ukuthi bayazi gonna delay the case futhi. So whoever's doing this is clearly aware ukuthi kwenzakalani.
So Lawrence, you're calling us on 086-000-0959. What are you saying though?
Morning, Kaya, fam.
Morning, Kazi.
All right, fam. You know what, Kumba and Thomas? There's this thing, Yoguti, when you shoot a gun, there's some residual that is left on you and for him.
Yes. So, yeah.
So why couldn't they be all taken after that, right? And be tested all so that if any of them has got dead, then we can say you are a suspect. But you can't be a suspect just because you are in the scene. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That is my game.
So basically, Lawrence,
if all of them were took and but chased to who has a residual of a gun?
Sure.
Of a gunpowder.
Yeah.
This I'm not a police guy, but this case should have been long solved.
Basically, what you're saying is common knowledge out here, but at the same time, it's just common knowledge, but what does it say about the people that were there in the scene as amaphoyisa on that time?
Because we know there is that gunpowder that is on your hand. Like, we've seen it in the movies. Why don't they do their job, Joe? Or they did do their job, but someone said don't do it. Oh, there's a lot you're saying.
Thomas and Skumba in the morning, Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.